Build it, and they will come. And in this case, quite literally. Thousands of visitors descended on the Western Development Museum for Brickspo 2023 this past weekend, checking out the annual celebration of all things Lego. Patrons were once again treated to hundreds of intricate builds by members of the Saskatchewan Lego Users Group, ranging from a gigantic Star Wars diorama to pastoral farm scenes, miniature designs to picture-perfect pixel art. It was all once again a popular stop for folks throughout the day Saturday as visitors checked out everything the show had to offer. "It's really cool," said Alexis Jones, WDM Programs and Volunteer Coordinator. "It's all adult creators and they make their own creations, so it's not just out of a box, and some are very large and some are very small, so we have lots of different categories that you can go through and check out." Various activities took place throughout the day, including a swap sale where folks could pick up new projects, wacky races featuring LEGO vehicles and informational sessions where visitors could learn about LEGO builds and how to create their own displays for future Brickspo events. Brickspo 2023 was the first for Jones, who recently joined the WDM in her position, and it was easy to be impressed with what was on site. "I think the amount of work and time they put into their projects, you can really see it," she said. "How much they care about LEGO and wanting to share their art with other people, I think it's really beautiful." The show offers visitors a chance to check out the museum proper, something many a patron was more than happy to do. "Some people haven't been here before, so it's great to get people through the door to see what the museum has to offer and to find out about our upcoming events," Joan said. "Like the blow off some steam that will be happening on August 12th with our short line train, so it's good to get people through the door." Best of all, Brickspo is happening all again on Sunday, with doors opening at 9 a.m. and folks able to check everything out until 5 p.m. "We're hoping it'll be another busy day and lots of people will come by to see what Brickspo is all about," Joan said.